Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Poco M2 Pro. Sorry, the Redmi Note 9 Pro. At this point, I really don't remember which phone it is. So to talk about this phone, we have our deputy reviews editor, Royden Serejo, here with us.
What's up?
Everything's fine, Royden. I'm so glad you have got the opportunity to review this device because I think, you know, you're the perfect person to talk about this because last year, I remember we had something similar with, I think, was it the Realme X and the Oppo K1, if I'm not mistaken?
K3, I think it was.
So, basically, within the space of 2 weeks, Royden reviewed two different phones from two different companies that were exactly the same with some minor changes. And I think this time you didn't review the Redmi Note 9 Pro, right? Thankfully,
I didn't. Jamshed did it, but I did use it quite a bit in the comparisons that we did back in March. So, yeah, I'm fairly familiar with
it. While reviewing the Poco M2 Pro, Royden actually didn't do any testing. He just copied the benchmark scores and everything. No, I'm joking. I'm seriously joking.
But I might as well have done that because they are, again, identical, which we'll get into
in a bit. True. So, this phone launch has been a little unusual because, first of all, we saw, like, this Poco hype, you know, like, basically the hype machine is always strong with Poco because they launched the Poco F1. That was a complete flagship killer kind of a device. And then we saw a couple of, maybe almost 2 years of waiting now where, like, there were no launches.
Yeah, this was back in 2018 and we only got the next Poco phone earlier this year in Feb somewhere, the X2.
I mean, I think the X2 was also like a, I would say, not exactly like as big a disruptor as the Poco F1, but it was still fairly good in the sense that it brought some new features to the table and it pushed Poco in the right direction. Like if they had to launch a sub 20,000 like smartphone, then I think that was a very good start. Yeah. So now we have the first sub 15,000 rupees smartphone from Poco, and we have seen it before, haven't we, Royden?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even on like the briefing call which I had with the Poco team, I mean, you know, they had generated quite a bit of hype around this phone, and you know, they kept teasing it on Twitter and social platforms as well. And everyone, I think I speak for everyone, all the journalists and other media people, everyone expected something pretty big because we already had two big phones under 15,000. Like you had the Redmi Note 9 Pro and Realme 6, which were pretty feature packed and fairly powerful phones. And Poco being, as we've known that brand to be like a disruptor, you know, I personally was expecting something really good, like, you know, something that we've seen with the Redmi Note 9 Pro and the Realme 6, but maybe some features that we haven't seen before and, you know, somehow they've managed to bring it in. But as it turns out, the Poco M2 Pro is essentially a rebranded Redmi Note 9 Pro with faster charging, essentially. But that's basically it. It's exactly the same as the Redmi Note 9 Pro. Of course, they've done some cosmetic changes where the paint finish is a little different and the design around the cameras at the back is slightly different. But other than that, there's virtually no difference between the two phones, which is quite surprising to see. The biggest surprise was that, you know, I really thought they would one-up Realme's offering and give, like, if not a 90Hz display, at least like a 120Hz display. That would be something big because we don't have any phone at the moment with a 120Hz display under 15,000. But, you know, they've stuck with a 60Hz display and that was a little disappointing, I would say.
Yeah, true that. I mean, I think to hit a certain price point, they would have to make some sacrifices. And if they launch a 120Hz display phone at 13999, then who's going to buy the Poco X2, right? So,
yeah, I guess on one hand, that was the case. I mean, from what explanation the Poco team gave us during that briefing call was they had to go, they had to pick either a higher refresh rate display or a fast charging, like a 30-watt charging. And they went with the faster charging, which I'm glad they did. I mean, I think anything slower than that, again, people would have pointed fingers at them. So I guess it was a trade-off they had to take because in order to hit that sub 15,000 rupees price point. But, you know, I mean, that wouldn't have been that bad. I wouldn't have minded a 60Hz display had they given something more elsewhere? Like, had the design been unique, or had it offered some unique features, or a leaner, more us maybe like not use MIUI, maybe have gone with their own custom skin of Android 10, which without the spammy Mi apps and all those privacy issues, which have again boiled to the surface after the M2 Pro launch. But unfortunately, they didn't do any of that. So again, it's a little bit disappointing on the
Yeah,
whole.
true. So, if you talk about the software a little bit more, now in the review, I think you have mentioned that you don't see as many spammy notifications in this one, but you still get some spammy apps showing up. And the controversy that you mentioned was, if I'm not mistaken, it's basically that the MIUI security app takes a bunch of permissions from the device, such as SMS and whatnot. Basically, stuff that a security app does not need, and it's a cleaner app, right? Or is it what? Is it an antivirus or something?
No. So essentially what has happened is after the launch, a bunch of YouTubers went on social media and sort of pointed this issue out, and rightfully so. So essentially what it is, it's basically the security app in MIUI. Again, it's not a POCO thing, it's more to do with MIUI. The security app has a sub menu or a sub function called Cleaner, and that shows up as a separate icon on the home screen, but it's not a separate app, it's part of the security app. So essentially the first time you launch the Cleaner icon, you get a little disclaimer, and if you do agree to that, the security app automatically gets a whole bunch of permissions which it shouldn't. For instance, it automatically grants its permission to the microphone, your contacts, SMSs, and a whole bunch of other things which I don't think a security app needs those kind of permissions. And the best part is, or the worst part is that most Android apps, whenever they are accessing these things like your storage, microphone, etc., you do get, at least for the first time when you launch it, you do get that initial prompt: do you want to allow a certain app is accessing a microphone, do you want to allow? And you should ideally should be getting a series of 5 to 6 prompts with to allow or not, and you don't get any of this. So it just directly grants it permissions to all these aspects of your phone, like your microphone and everything. And there's no way to revoke it either. So if you go to the securities app, the app info section in the settings, there is absolutely no way to revoke it or disable this either, which is a little scary if you
Yeah,
ask me.
true that. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, in this day and age when privacy is at the heart of every conversation that we are having, and also like in the backdrop of the Indian government banning 59 apps which are from China, this kind of a conversation becomes even more sensitive. And I guess companies also need to be more careful about what permissions they are enabling by default and what permissions they are asking for. Since these are things that people have now started to care about a lot more than they did before. Now, some of these issues have obviously been there forever. I don't think this, no, I'm not saying that, the security app was always this way, but some of these privacy issues with permissions and all have always been there. Like if you think about it, 2 years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I don't think Android even allowed you to show that prompt for half the permissions that you have right now, right?
That's true.
So it always was an issue, but in this case, I guess it's coming to the forefront now with more and more companies using this privacy and security as a selling point. So I suppose that's a good thing in general. But yeah, in this case, while it's good to see that the software has fewer ads, I think it would be better if we saw Xiaomi software with no ads and no I would say shady permissions taken from apps that don't need it. So that is something that we can always hope for, I guess. And I suppose that would have been a very good differentiating factor between Poco and Xiaomi as well. Yeah,
Absolutely,
but what we got was something that we didn't deserve. Even the charger in the box, the 33-watt charger, is probably the Redmi Note 9 Pro Max charger shipped in a Poco box, right?
most likely. I mean, it has a Mi logo on it, so I wouldn't be surprised if it is
Yes. So I mean, it's really weird to see them launching the same phone twice. I really don't understand at this point, like what they thought they would gain by doing this. Do you have any theories on this? The only one that I have is that they probably feel that this whole competition with Realme is getting a bit too intense, and they don't want to like use their mothership, which is a Redmi brand, to fight against an upstart like that. They probably want to engage maybe Poco or use other sub brands to take on that competition and keep the Mi and Redmi brands away from all of that. So if you like
I
just
mean,
sorry to interrupt you, just like one other
nee.
thing I've noticed in support of this is if you see Poco's executives, so I think it was C. Manmohan who had tweeted that he called that Realme X3 Super Zoom.
Oh, the super creep mode
The
or
Super
something.
Zoom, he called it a super creep mode. And he said, would you rather have a super smooth display or a super creep mode in public if he's just starting to diss the other companies? And I suppose that's probably like a planned marketing campaign and the direction for the brand that they've chosen. That is my theory. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it definitely, because even in the during the launch, they did directly compare the Poco M2 Pro directly only to the Realme 6 Pro, which technically is not its direct competitor, because that's the that phone starts at, I think, now 17,000 after the GST price hike and all that. So the Realme 6 is ideally the direct competitor. But you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm all for you know, using, like, let's say a sub brand, or once a sub brand from Xiaomi, to go against a like, you know, an upstart like Realme. But again, it's not like Poco didn't have a time to sort of you know, regroup and think of something new or think of a new strategy. I mean, you know, they had a long hiatus after the F1. The X2 launched in Feb, so I'm pretty sure they've obviously thought of a longer term plan on in launches. And during that time, I'm pretty sure they could have done a lot more. Like, for instance, Realme did take Oppo's Color OS, but then over time they have sort of stripped it down and added some of their own features, which, you know, they've gotten feedback from their community, and they've rebranded it to Realme UI. So it's not exactly the same as Color OS. There are some differences over there, and I think Poco could have and ideally should have done the same with the M2 Pro as well, and not just, you know, simply given some cosmetic changes on the body and called it a day. I mean, I think they, I don't see this as being a very well thought of execution. And I'm sure their intentions were good of bringing something, you know, disruptive, but I don't think it was executed very
Yeah,
well.
true. I feel the same way. Like, I think they really should not have diluted this brand so much because Poco did have its share of fans online. I think one of the reasons they didn't launch a Poco F2 so soon was probably the Poco F1 didn't do as well as they were hoping for. And that's again probably down to the fact that it didn't launch in the budget segment, right? So the numbers that you can expect from a phone like that probably don't match up to what you can expect with a Redmi Note 9 Pro Max, for example. So,
Definitely, but I mean, even if you look at it, I mean, at that time when the F1 launched, it was there was nothing else rivaling that phone in terms of the pure core specifications that it offered. There was no other Snapdragon 845 at that price point. So I don't think it did badly, but at the same time, I'm guessing it's somebody took a call on the change in strategy, because they did launch the Poco F2 Pro internationally with the Snapdragon 865, but, you know, they chose not to bring it to India for whatever reason, or at least not yet in India for whatever reason. So I'm guessing they want to focus, like you said, yeah, on the sub 20,000 rupee segment, and now with the M2 Pro going even lower, where the volumes are probably, they can play with better
yeah,
volumes, I
and they've
guess.
launched the Mi 10 here, right? So if they launch a Poco F2 Pro, then it would have to be priced below the Mi 10. And
That is
because, you know,
true.
people associate the Poco brand with value. So if it is above 30,000 rupees, then I don't think people are going to take too kindly to it. I mean, 30,000 is maybe like a tough benchmark right now. Let's say above 35,000, then a lot of people are going to be upset with it. And then it's also going to start eating into the Mi 10 pie. So maybe that's probably why they're like holding off on that, and maybe we'll see that in the second half of the year. Who knows at this point? But yeah, in general,
Let's
the
see it.
brand strategy that they've taken with Poco right now with this particular phone, it's well, questionable, I guess. That's probably the right way to put it. The Poco X2 was a like step in the right direction, I think, still. Like, it was a pretty decent launch all around. Sure, it wasn't the
It is. It's still a very, very good phone, because there is no other phone with a 120 Hz display under 20 grand. So I think that's still a solid option. I think they sort of lost their way with the
Yeah,
M2 Pro.
exactly. So whoever made this call, they probably like were not expecting all the backlash that they've got right now online.
But I mean, how could you not see it? It's like the Redmi Note 9 Pro has been in the market for such a long time, and you're essentially launching a clone of it at the same price. How do you not see this happening? How do you not see this reaction happening? Is that what I don't
Yeah,
get?
but having said that, I mean, like while I do think that they should have called it the Poco Note 9 Pro just to make the, confusion a little less in the
I
market.
mean,
Having said that, jokes aside, I still feel it's better value than the Redmi Note 9 Pro. And for a lot of people, the only reason they would have wanted the Redmi Note 9 Pro Max was the faster charger, which I think Xiaomi also sells separately, if I'm not mistaken.
So I mean, yeah, that's one way to look at it. I mean, because also given the fact that the Redmi Note 9 Pro is only on sale through flash sales, if somebody was looking for that phone, now here's a alternative to get it. And once it does go on sale, I'm hoping that Poco will have better stocks at least. So you can get a Redmi Note 9 Pro now if you missed out on flash sales, I would say.
Yeah, so that's again, unless we reach a situation where Redmi Note 9 Pro and Poco M2 Pro both are out of stock, that will be
Oh yeah,
a
true.
real bummer. So yeah, but otherwise, I think having used this smartphone and having reviewed it, do you think that it's in terms of performance and everything, is there anything that's better than the Redmi Note 9 Pro apart from the charging?
So overall, it's again largely the same because even in terms of cameras, they've really not done much. I think it's the exact same sensors that they've used from the Redmi Note 9 Pro. And I think I recently published this comparison between that phone, both the phones and the Realme 6. And even in the samples, you can see that the image quality is pretty much identical. So I didn't really find all the I mean, there wasn't that much of a difference overall. In the software, they have added one extra feature, which is like night mode for the selfie camera, which is at the moment doesn't exist for the Redmi Note 9 Pro. But again, it's not like a big deal or a game changer as such, because it doesn't really make that huge of a difference. And from the time we reviewed the Redmi Note 9 Pro, that phone also has gotten a whole bunch of software updates. And the camera app of both the phones at the moment is pretty much identical. It has, I think, gotten features such as the ability to record using the macro camera as well. You can now shoot video with that, and it's even gotten features from the Mi 10. Like you can shoot. There's pro mode for video as well, and you can shoot with the log mode if you want to color grade the video later. So all those features have been added, I think, through software updates. So again, considering all of that, again, both phones are pretty much on the same footing right now. Apart from that one small software feature that is night mode for the selfie
Yeah,
camera.
true. I mean, having read your review and having seen the results of your testing also in the video that we put up on YouTube, I can completely like relate with what you're saying. The only thing I want to add here before we close this episode is, now that you've had some time to test this smartphone and compare it with the Redmi Note 9 Pro and also the Realme 6, what would you say about the Poco M2 Pro? Where does it stand? Is it the best phone under 15,000 rupees right now?
No, so I do not think it's the best phone under 15,000. It's a solid choice, but I would still swing my vote towards the Realme 6, simply because it has a slightly better primary camera. It's also slightly smaller and lighter than the Poco M2 and the Redmi Note 9 Pro, so it just makes it a lot easier to manage for like everyday use. And overall, that 90 Hz display, it does make a huge difference, especially if you're used to it. And then going back to a standard 60 Hz, it's not, I mean, it's not very pleasant. So the fact that Realme is, despite the price hike, they've still managed to keep that phone just on the brink of 15,000, I think is still good, because again, there is nothing else under 15,000 that gives you a 90 Hz display. So I would still put my vote for the Realme 6. Although if you want like a more stylish phone, you don't really care about too much about the display, and you just want something that looks good, then definitely the Poco M2 Pro or even the Redmi Note 9 Pro are better choices, because those phones have Gorilla Glass for the back as well, whereas the Realme 6 doesn't. So they just feel a little bit more premium on the hand. Again, so it all depends on what you want. If you want slightly better features, then definitely Realme 6. Otherwise, if you just want like a slightly better looking and a feeling phone, then you could probably go with the M2 Pro or the Redmi Note 9
Yeah,
Pro,
true
either
that. I
one.
mean, it's actually good to hear that, you know, from somebody who's tested all three devices, because in this current lockdown, it's actually hard to get your hands on all the devices that you need in the same price range at the same time. So that was, you know, some good context to get. And just to add one last thing to what you said about these three smartphones, so you were very right to mention the pricing. I think it's fair to warn our listeners that anything we say about the pricing of these devices could change at any moment right now, because we are living through
Absolutely,
a global crisis, and at this point supply chains are hit, and also because, you know, the demand supply market, how it works is, especially for these volume game companies, they sell a certain number of devices at a certain price point, and then they are able to, like, due to the economies of scale over time, they are able to see that, okay, the manufacturing cost of this device is going down, we are selling enough numbers, and that's how they are able to make a profit in the long run, and maybe reduce the prices. But now, since the volumes are not there, a lot of these companies are actually increasing the prices of their devices, and due to also supply restrictions, and we've heard reports of, like, shipments being stuck at the port for long periods due to various things that are going on, external factors. So because of this, everything we say about the price, please take it with a pinch of salt, because we've seen multiple smartphones. We pushed out reviews, we pushed out videos, and the next day the prices have gone up by 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, 2000 rupees. So not much we can do about that. So definitely be warned about that one thing. So I think with that, we can wrap this episode of Orbital, and we'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. You can also check out the full review, in-depth review of the Poco M2 Pro on the website gadgets360.com and on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/gadgets360. Thank you so much for listening. And if you've been here with us so far, please do subscribe to this podcast, rate it and review it. These things, they help us a lot. You can do that via any podcast app of your choice, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or whatever else that you use. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks, Royden, for joining us.